USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Remnants of Ida brought rainfall and flash flooding that caused havoc across the northeastern United States over the past couple of days. More than 40 deaths have been reported from Maryland to Connecticut. Insurance broker Aon is reporting flood-related damage in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast is expected to result in a double-digit billion economic damage toll. That's about the same estimated cost from the southern states where Ida made landfall last weekend. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, on Thursday stopped Virgin Galactic from flying its Spaceship Two until the agency completes its final mishap investigation report from its July flight. The FAA said Spaceship Two deviated from its air traffic control clearance as it returned to Spaceport America in New Mexico on July 11th. Virgin Galactic admitted the flight did drop below the altitude of the airspace for a short distance and time, about 1 minute and 41 seconds. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Walmart is raising their wages. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Walmart is raising hourly pay by a dollar for more than a half of a million workers before the holidays. Walmart's U.S. chief executive noting this is the third time the company has increased salaries in the past year. The retailer's U.S. average hourly wage is now $16.40 an hour. This comes as Walmart announced earlier this week it plans to hire 20,000 workers for its supply chain as the holidays approach.
Fire crews took advantage of decreasing winds to battle the Caldor fire near South Lake Tahoe, California, on Thursday. Some residents were allowed back to their homes. This could be a temporary reprieve as dry weather and a weekend warming trend could change things and the threat very quickly. 22,000 residents were evacuated days ago, along with casinos and shops across the state line in Nevada. The fire is 27% contained as of Thursday night. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As American veterans see the U.S. government opening up the southern border to millions of people from other countries, and now the tens of thousands of Afghan refugees, they're wondering why the U.S. government can't help the unknown number of vets living on the streets of America. Eli Crane, former Navy SEAL and Republican congressional candidate in Arizona, tells Fox News his views on the abandonment.
And it really makes, I think, many of us hope and wonder that why we can't get our priorities straight in this country, why we can't take care of Americans first, especially those of us that have actually fought and were willing to die for this country. And when you see so much, you know, anti-patriotic rhetoric coming out of the media and Hollywood and everywhere else, and these men and women were willing to fight and die for it, that's really hard to deal with. Not to mention the fact that if you think about it, a lot of the manufacturing jobs that veterans used to come home from wars to attend to and to build a family around have been shipped overseas to China. So that, on top of it, makes it really hard for a lot of our veterans to get by and to feel like they're welcome and taken care of in this society. It's actually really scary for those of us that understand security and we're fighting overseas and we understand the type of evil that we're dealing with. And we as Americans tend to think of warfare in the terms of presidential elections in 2 and 5 and 10 year cycles when our enemy thinks in decades and centuries.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.